This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The ongoing repression of largely peaceful protests in Myanmar could descend into full-blown conflict on a par with Syria, UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet warned on Tuesday. In a fresh appeal to the country's military rulers to stop using live ammunition on demonstrators, the High Commissioner urged states with influence to take immediate and impactful action to halt the slaughter of civilians. She warned that a small number of people had decided to arm themselves after security forces reportedly used indiscriminate weapons against them, including mortars. From the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, here's spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani in Geneva.
Over the weekend, credible reports indicate that the Tatmadaw forces opened fire with rocket-propelled grenades, fragmentation grenades, and mortar fire in Bago, in the south of the country. Security forces also reportedly prevented medical personnel from helping the wounded, as well as charging relatives a fine of roughly $90 to claim the bodies of those who were killed.
The development comes after the reported mass killing of at least 82 people in Bago on Friday and Saturday. More than 700 are reported to have been killed in the crackdown by the security forces since the military overthrew the government on the 1st of February. The UN Human Rights Office said that clashes between the military and ethnic armed groups had also intensified in Kachin, Shan and Kayin states, where the military have carried out airstrikes that have killed and displaced civilians. To Uganda now, where independent UN-appointed rights experts on Tuesday condemned the killing of more than 50 people by brutal policing methods linked to national elections held in January. In an appeal to the authorities to end the ongoing suppression of political opposition, including the use of live ammunition without warning, the experts also called on them to reveal the whereabouts of political opponents taken into detention. Several thousand people have been arrested and allegedly tortured before appearing in military courts, the experts said, while relatives often do not know their fate or whereabouts. Highlighting the case of prominent opposition leader known as Bobi Wine, the experts said that placing him under arbitrary house arrest at the start of the year was symptomatic of flagrant suppression tactics and the absence of due process of law. The experts, who form part of the Human Rights Council, explained that political leaders and their supporters in Uganda have protested against alleged electoral irregularities and the prohibition of gatherings under the guise of preventing the spread of COVID-19. The massive deployment of armed forces in cities, as well as the intimidation and attacks of opposition observers at polling stations, reportedly affected voter turnout, the experts maintained, adding that internet blackouts slowed the voting process too. The International Atomic Energy Agency said on Tuesday that it will work closely with Japan, which is preparing to release more than 1 million tons of contaminated seawater used to cool the stricken Fukushima nuclear power plant. IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi said that Japan's solution was both technically feasible and in line with international practice, and that the agency was also ready to provide technical support in monitoring and reviewing the plan's safe and transparent implementation. Controlled water discharges into the sea are routine practice for operating nuclear power plants in the world after safety and environmental impact assessments, the IAEA chief explained. Today's decision by the government of Japan is a milestone that will help pave the way for continued progress in the decommissioning of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, Mr. Grossi said, while also underlining that the large amount of water at Fukushima made this a unique and complex case. According to reports, Japan plans to start releasing the 1.25 million tons of contaminated seawater into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years, but only after it's been filtered and stripped of its most radioactive material. Daniel Johnson, UN News.